In Delaware, nearly 100 women come through the only emergency shelter of its kind in Kent County each year, seeking help and short-term housing. But now, due to funding shortfalls, House of Hope is at risk of shutting its doors. More from WHYY's Johnny Perez Gonzalez.
House of Hope was created after city leaders in Dover identified a gap in services, finding that women experiencing homelessness were among the most unserved populations. Now, the shelter is at risk as funding becomes increasingly difficult to secure. Board Chair Larry Merchant says the challenge isn't food or utilities, it's staffing, as limited funding makes it harder to keep the shelter running around the clock.
It really has to do with staffing. We are open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We have as many as 15 women here. We have to have staff here. We have one staff person per shift. And it really impacts how do we pay the staff? We may have enough money for food. We may have enough money for the basics, the utilities. But if we don't have money for staff, we can't stay open.
In an effort to remain open through summer, the organization is turning to the community, planning its first formal fundraiser for May 23rd at the Modern Maturity Center in Dover. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez Gonzalez, WHYY News.